Self-discipline is not doing without. It is doing within when you're without. It is indeed virtual reality. The Olympic athletes have been training for 1,200 days to be one of three people walking in the stadium. Yesterday's world records are today's entry-level requirements. The Olympians, for 1,200 days, disciplined themselves to get a mindset of a champion, like Greg LeMond in the Tour de France with 39 shotgun pellets in the lining of his heart, like Mary Lou Retton with a blown-out knee, need a 10, got a 10, speed, power, explode, extend, rotate, plant the feet at the end. When the pressure's on, I get better, just like drill. Come on, Mary Lou, this is your moment in history. Bonnie Blair, nice and easy. Dan Jansen, took him a long time to finally do it. I love the 1,000. I love the 1,000. This is your race. Explode on the start. Whoop, hand down, that's it. You caught it this time. Okay, sprint to the finish. I love the 1,000. Software. The mind is software floating in a biochemical solution. The question is, what do you say every day of your life when you wake up in the morning, on the way to work, during the day, in the evening? What do you watch? What's the input? What's the discipline? Doing within when you're doing without. Our prisoners of war were released from Vietnam. I met at Travis Air Force Base the Navy and Air Force pilots. Having been a former Navy pilot here at Miramar, I got the job to help the rehabilitation decounseling of our Vietnam POW pilots. And as many of you know, the greatest story that I've come across is Air Force Colonel George Hall. 5.5 years in solitary confinement at the Hanoi Hilton. Four handicapped golfer, usually shot about 76. In his cell with black pajamas and bare feet like Steve McQueen in the movie Papillon, every day he played one round of golf in his cell in his mind, reinforcing every good game he'd ever played and pre-enforcing in virtual reality every game he'd only seen professionals play. Winners replay success, and when they're young and don't have much success, they pre-play other people's success, and the mind can't tell the difference between simulated experience and real experience. It stores as fact anything you're observing, imitating, and repeating. He was withered, atrophied, teeth rotted, eyes bad, 110 pounds, New Orleans Open, PGA Pro-Am, home for a week, got itchy to play golf, shot a 76, four over par, right onto his handicap after 5.5 years. The news media said, "Over here, Colonel, congratulations, beginner's reentry luck, huh?" He said, "Luck, are you kidding? I never three-putted a green in 5.5 years. "Do you have a golf course, sir, at the Hanoi Hilton?" "Yeah, I did, in your imagination, you never miss." "You know what I've been doing? I go out in the driving range and practice my hooks, slices, and duffs. I've been practicing my mistakes. I watch television every night and practice losing because I watch people making money, having fun, many of them as losing role models, and I can't distinguish the difference." Self-discipline, doing within when you're without. I put together years ago the Andy Williams, Isuzu, Shearson Lehman, American Express, Buick Open. And here in San Diego, you may remember that old tournament where Andy Williams and every other celebrity had a golf tournament. I brought it to San Diego in 1968 to benefit the Salk Institute. And I remember playing the Pro-Am with Lee Trevino. And you know Trevino, he's one of those incurable optimists. He was hit by lightning. He said, "Woohoo, straighten me up. Thanks, Lord." And he's one of those money golfers, that's all. And he watched me on the driving range, and he came up to me and said, "I'll play you $100 a hole and give you 9 shots each 9 holes because you have a natural slice. Your right hand is on top of the club, and you swing inside and out. And based upon what I see on the driving range, it's an easy bet." He said, "On top of that, I'll play you with an empty Dr. Pepper bottle as my only club." I said, "Let me tell you something. I train astronauts. Bill Anders from Grossmont High School orbited the moon with Apollo 8 along with Jim Lovell. I train them. Doing within when you're doing without. I ain't cotton candy, pal. I train Olympians, astronauts, and work with POWs." He said, "Take the honor." I took the honors. He said, "Do you breathe in or out on your backswing?"
said, what? I said, I don't know. I never thought of that. And he said, think about it as you're going up. And he told me that with my slice, that my ball would probably go in the ocean. And I reminded him about the self-fulfilling prophecy. See, you can't concentrate on the reverse of what you don't want. It's like telling a high wire walker, windy day, no net. No, no, you can't do that. No, you gotta go from what you expect to where you expect, or the ground will come up like tomato aspic. So I lectured him. I told him that when you tell people what you don't want them to do, unless it's imminent physical danger, which is called operant conditioning. See, you can fear motivate somebody and stop them like the dog, like Max. He won't run off the grass because he's been trained that it hurts and you can't do it. But you can't train anyone to fulfill a prophecy away from what you don't want. It's like saying, clean up your room, you pigs, to your children. No, they go, no, you say, exactly, it's a pigsty, I want it clean. So I lectured him on that. Lee Trevino was finished with my lecture, and I got down over the ball on the ocean hole, and he gave me one last bit of self-fulfilling prophecy. He said, I notice you're using an old ball. I said, I use an old ball in case I go in the ocean. It's called insurance. You don't think I'm going to use a new ball? And he said, I would have thought you use a new ball on every hole. The problem with life is you got two choices. Voodoo, negative belief, self-fulfilling. Optimism, positive belief, self-fulfilling. You become what you think of most of the time. And that's why it's so important to have the passion for what you want instead of the fear of what you don't want.